This is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. A friend of mine, who has conversations just as I do about civil government education, is often told that he is making his audience feel guilty. To which he responds, "I'm not making you feel guilty, you are guilty." If you've listened long enough, I do not focus on the delegation issue. I focus on the abolition issue. That's because if civil government schools were abolished, then people wouldn't be forced to decide whether to delegate to a civil government school teacher. Also, some people are not in the position to privately educate, for whatever reason. Nevertheless, there are millions of American parents who can afford to privately educate their children, yet they don't. And it is those people who I think are guilty. If you are one of the millions of Americans who can't afford to extract your child from the civil government school system and help us work towards getting our tax dollars back so that the system collapses, yet you do nothing, I think you are guilty. That's because God has commanded us in Scripture, via Deuteronomy 6 and Ephesians 6, to raise our children in God's ways, not man's ways. You may have the resources to do what God commands you to do, yet you do not do it. That is sin. What's worse is that if those with the resources to privately educate did so, and therefore lessened the funds available to civil government schools, the system might actually collapse, allowing the less fortunate to have their money returned to them so that they could themselves obey God's commands in Deuteronomy 6 and Ephesians 6. Do you feel guilty? I'm not making you feel guilty. You are guilty. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.